Welcome to ClinPharm Pod. I'm Elena Webster, Deputy Managing Editor for the ASCBT Journal family. My guest today is Dr. Pauline Ravenstein, Global Clinical Pharmacology Lead for Astellas Pharma Europe BV and Associate Editor for Clinical and Translational Science. Today, we're going to dig into CTS's first special collection, Real World Evidence and Real World Data. Pauline, it's great to have you on the podcast again. So before we get into the specifics of this collection, what can you tell me about the process of developing special collections in the first place? What makes this different from a themed issue? And why did the CTS editorial team decide on this format?
So thank you, Elena, for the nice introduction and for having me on this podcast again. CTS is an open access online journal that publishes scientific papers on a continuous basis. We don't work towards publishing a particular issue in a specific month. However, a themed issue has a certain deadline for having all articles published and finalized so they can be all bundled and presented to the readers at the same time. And this requires quite some coordination from the editorial team, not to mention the pressure of the deadline. Nevertheless, at CTS, we still wanted to have the possibility to put the spotlight on a certain theme. And so we came up with this idea of the special collection. And basically, a special collection, it just bundles all the articles that are published within a certain time frame and fall under a certain theme. And in this case, all papers that were published in CTS on real-world evidence and real-world data between approximately May 2023 until May 2024. It gives a special focus on that theme, and it enables readers to quickly look at what has been published in the last year on that particular theme.
Thanks, Pauline. Moving on to this particular themed issue, what makes this theme so timely, and why did the CTS editorial team choose this topic for its first collection?
Well, the idea of choosing real-world evidence and real-world data as the first theme of this special collection came because I was also part of the organizing committee for the ASCBT pre-conference workshop on real-world evidence and real-world data that took place at the annual meeting in 2023. So it seems like a great opportunity to encourage speakers and attendees from that workshop to submit a manuscript on real-world evidence and real-world data to CTS.
That's exactly right. And if you did actually attend that pre-conference in Atlanta in 2023, you should definitely check out this issue. Pauline, you wrote an editorial for this collection. Walk me through the thoughts you shared there and how you went about capping off this theme.
Sure. So as mentioned, the special collection was meant to be to complement the ASCBT workshop that was held in 2023. And I guess a year prior or so, we set up a cross-network collaboration on the topic because we felt that real-world evidence and real-world data was kind of a buzzword and many people didn't know what it actually meant and how it could be used in drug development and then in particular in clinical pharmacology and translational medicine. So we worked together with the IQ Consortium to organize the workshop. And based on the feedback we received, it was a great success. And I can refer to the paper by Liu et al. In the collection that are actually the proceedings of that workshop. And the other articles in the special collections are all great examples of how real-world evidence and real-world data can be applied in clinical pharmacology and translational science. And I think you will find that it's quite diverse too.
And so I won't ask about specific papers because we don't want to inadvertently leave out important contributors. But as you received submissions for this collection and as you evaluated the papers while drafting your editorial, what themes stood out to you?
Well, first of all, I suggest the listener read the editorial and then dive into the specific papers of interest to them. One important question when considering real-world evidence and real-world data is, of course, the regulatory landscape for implementation of real-world evidence and real-world data in drug development, which is a topic in one of the papers. Another recurring theme to point out is the application of real-world evidence and real-world data to optimize the treatment approach, for example, by investigating concomitant medication or genetic factors.
And based on what's in the issue, are there areas of research you think are going to gain traction or prominence in the near future?
Well, what's near to my heart is pediatrics and rare diseases. So I'm hoping that the adjustment of the treatment approach I just mentioned, whereby the therapeutic outcome is optimized, will be a focus specifically for special populations like pediatrics or in rare diseases. I think they can really benefit from such approaches.
That's a really good point. And actually, CPT is publishing a themed issue on rare diseases, and PSP is going to be doing a themed issue on pediatrics in 2025. So it's just all coming together. So before we close our conversation today, what other special collections are now open for submission for CTS, and what can readers look forward to in the next year or so?
So the current theme of the special collection that we are collecting papers for is artificial intelligence and machine learning. And again, this theme was chosen to complement this year's ASCPT pre-workshop on that topic that was co-sponsored by ISOP and the IQ Consortium AI/ML Working Group. So if you have research in that field, please submit your manuscript to CTS.
And if you have questions about that call for papers, there is also another podcast on that in which our associate editors, Mohammed Shaheen and Chi Liu, spoke about what they're looking for in that collection. So absolutely, as Pauline said, please do submit your research. This has been such a fun conversation, and I know we're also very excited for readers to dig into the real-world evidence and real-world data collection. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Well, thank you, Elena. I just wanted to say that it was a great experience to work on this special collection on real-world evidence and real-world data, and I'm really looking forward to the next one.
Again, thanks so much for speaking with me today. I've really enjoyed our discussion, and I'm already looking forward to the upcoming artificial intelligence and machine learning collection opening soon. The submission deadline for this collection is July 15th, so if you're working on something interesting in the AI/ML arena, please consider submitting your research to CTS. Thank you for listening to ClinPharm Pod. You can find a link to the full issue in the description of this episode. While you're here, be sure to check out past episodes and remember to visit ascpt.org for updated podcast releases, our latest webinars, and the most recent issue of all three journals.